From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Mountain Cat, number 18 in the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Mountain Cat. Chapter 1. They came silently out of the night, gliding through the dense pine trees to encircle the small clearing where the two men had made their camp. In the glow cast by the crackling fire, only their eyes were visible, fierce crimson slits that lent them the aspect of disembodied demons.
"We have company," announced the older of the two trappers, a grizzled mountain man by the name of Shakespeare McNair. Picking up one of the broken branches collected earlier, he placed it in the flames.
The second man, who was busily honing his long butcher knife, glanced up and scanned the ring of red eyes.
"So I see," he said, not at all concerned by the feral arrivals. This man was much younger than the first, much broader of shoulder and with more rippling muscles packed on his hardened frame. Nathaniel King wagged his knife at the newcomers and added,
"Should we throw them what's left of our supper?"
"Not unless you want to go hungry tomorrow,"
Shakespeare responded while jabbing a thumb at the pot containing the remainder of their rabbit stew.
"That there is breakfast. Let the mangy varmints hunt for their own food like we had to do."
Twisting, he cupped a hand to his mouth and bellowed,
"Go find someone else to bother."
None of the eyes so much as blinked.
"Let them watch us if they want," Nate chided. "More often than not, wolves are harmless."
"But not always, as you well know," Shakespeare said.